"What's the name of this game?" I'd asked Joseph Morelli. "Choo-choo," he'd said, down on his hands and knees, crawling between my legs, his head trapped under my short pink skirt. "You're the tunnel, and I'm the train." I suppose this tells something about my personality, that I'm not especially good at taking advice, or that I was born with an overload of curiosity. Or maybe it's about rebellion, or boredom, or fate. At any rate, it was a one-shot deal and darn disappointing, since I'd only gotten to be the tunnel, and I'd really wanted to be the train. 10 years later, Joe Morelli was still living two blocks over. He'd grown up big and bad, with eyes like black fire one minute and melt-in-your-mouth chocolate the next. He had an eagle tattooed on his chest, a tight-assed, narrow-hipped swagger, and a reputation for having fast hands and clever fingers. My best friend, Mary Lou Molnar, said she heard Morelli had a tongue like a lizard. "Holy cow," I'd answered. "What's that supposed to mean?" "Just don't let him get you alone and you'll find out. Once he gets you alone, that's it. You're done for." I hadn't seen much of Morelli since the train episode. I supposed he'd enlarged his repertoire of sexual exploitation. I opened my eyes wide and leaned closer to Mary Lou, hoping for the worst. "You aren't talking about rape, are you?" "I'm talking about lust. If he wants you, you're doomed. The guy is irresistible." Aside from being fingered at the age of 6 by you-know-who, I was untouched. I was saving myself for marriage, or at least for college. "I'm a virgin," I said, as if this was news. "I'm sure he doesn't mess with virgins." "He specializes in virgins. The brush of his fingertips turns virgins into slobbering mush." 2 weeks later, Joe Morelli came into the bakery where I worked every day after school, Tasty Pastry on Hamilton. He bought a chocolate chip cannoli, told me he'd joined the Navy, and charmed the pants off me 4 minutes after closing, on the floor of Tasty Pastry, behind the case filled with chocolate eclairs.